Good afternoon, everybody. Toaster 123 again with guess what? Yeah, more questionnaires. I keep finding them and I keep wanting to do them, so I'll do them. Now, the first one I'm doing is by It's JTL. Now, I saw a reply to this which was absolutely fucking brilliant. It was beyond phenomenal. Everdistant Utopia had answered this. In the style of Dr. Seuss and Green Eggs and Ham, and it was fucking brilliant. Mine won't be quite as good. I have no intention of trying to even attempt the work of art that is that reply. So it's just 50 questions, and we'll see what we get. Okay. Question one. Have you ever had sex in the backseat of a car? Yes, I think. No, it was the front. Nope. Only ever done it in the front seat of a car. Have you ever sexted while at work? Oh, yes. Multiple times. Have you ever had sex while your parents or roommates were in the next room? Yes, very much so. I flat shared with a mate of mine for a while. So that one was done quite a lot. I'm sure you know, but we never spoke about it. Have you ever used handcuffs? Yes, I have. Have you ever masturbated in front of your partner? Yes. I get the feeling a lot of these are going to be yes. But yes, I have masturbated in front of my partner. Have you ever been choked during sex? Normally I'm the one choking. I'm going to say yes because I'm sure at some point I must have. Have you ever worn lingerie? No, I have not. Have you ever sent any nude photos? Yes, I have. Quite a few. Have you ever had a friend with benefits? No, I've never had a friend with benefits. Mainly because from what I've seen of my friends and whatnot, that shit doesn't work. Someone gets attached and I'm not going to be that someone. Have you ever had sex with multiple people in one night that is not a threesome, foursome or higher? Yes, I have. If you've heard my last questionnaire, Phil thing, you'll know. Yeah. Have you ever gotten an injury from rough sex? More than a few. Broken noses, broken fingers. I have a scar that goes halfway down my dick. That was a fun time. Although it doesn't go in a straight line. It goes in a straight line till about halfway and then curves off slightly, but yes. So I have definitely had injuries. Have you ever had sex outdoors? Yes. Have you ever watched porn with someone? Yes, I have. Have you ever kissed multiple people in one night? Well, yeah, obviously. Have you ever done a walk of shame? No, because I don't have any shame. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done mega stoats after. I mean, I've had to walk 15 miles because I walked 15 miles in the first place just to get my hole. The things you do for sex. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex? Yes, I have. Have you ever given or gotten a lap dance? Not a proper one, no. I've gave a few. I don't know why. As a guy, it doesn't work the same, but I've given a few. Have you ever had sex with someone when you didn't know their name? Yes. Never found out their name after either. Have you ever had sex in a bathroom stall? No. Have you ever played strip poker? Yes. Have you ever had shower sex? No. Oh, God, no. Don't. No. I'm not the most balanced at the best of times. Put in a slippery surface, a slippery floor surface, and that is a recipe for disaster that I have not been in any rush to experience. Have you ever tasted yourself? No, I haven't. Have you ever used a blindfold? Multiple times, and sometimes things that weren't blindfolds but worked the same. Have you ever spanked someone? Yes, a lot. Have you ever role played? Now, I'm going to say yes to this one. It didn't last very long, but yes. Have you ever gone out without wearing underwear? 9 times out of 10. No. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's... No. Trying to buy clothes in Scotland right now for a guy my size is quite difficult. I'm fairly tall and I'm fairly built. So trying to find jeans and all that that fit and aren't that stupid fucking skinny thing is extremely difficult. What I have found is all the boxers are incredibly short, so I end up hanging out them anyway. So that's no fun for anyone involved, especially me, because it hurts. Where was I? Have you ever worn a ball gag? No. Have you ever had a quickie? I can't have quickies, so I'm going to say no. Have you ever had a one-night stand? No, I normally get them in pairs. I've got one on each side of the bed. Have you ever talked dirty? No. Nah, never. Not once. Can't say it with a straight face. Have you ever used a strap-on? I have not. No, and I get the feeling that a question of had I had one used on me will be there at some point. Again, the answer is no. Never came up. So, have you ever had a threesome? Yes. Have you ever had phone sex? Yes. Have you ever had sex in front of an audience? Does fucking on chat roulette count? have you ever had sex with a partner? Have you ever used a vibrator with or without a partner? Yes. Yes, I have. Normally with. Always with, but no. Have you ever worn a butt plug?
No, I don't think I have, no.
Have you ever used a sex swing? No, because the option hasn't been there. I mean, I would like to at some point, but I haven't as of yet. Have you ever had sex in a classroom or office? Yes. Have you ever gone skydiving? Yes. Have you ever had your hair pulled? My hair's not normally long enough to pull, but yes, I have, back in the day. Have you ever been pinned down? Nope, nobody's been able to do that one yet. Have you ever had sex while drunk? Yes. Have you ever had sex while high? Yes. Have you ever orgasmed 5 times in one day? Now, yes. Had the question been, have you ever orgasmed less than 5 times in one day? The answer would have still been yes, but not as easy. Have you ever had morning sex? I've attempted to. Now, morning sex for me doesn't work. It doesn't work. I've got very low blood pressure in the morning. I mean, it's up. It's raring to go, but I cannot feel a fucking thing. It's horrible. It is genuinely the worst thing possible. Have you ever eaten food off of your lover's naked body? That whipped cream count as food? I mean, it's kind of plain for me especially, but I'm going to say yes. Have you ever used hot wax? Yes. Have you ever worn crotchless underwear? Again, nope. Mainly because I don't wear underwear. Have you ever had sex on the floor? Yes. Have you ever had sex in front of a mirror? Yes. And remember to stroke sexy, all you lovely people. Well, this was 50 fun kinky questions by It's JTL. I quite enjoyed them. I mean, a lot of it was yes, a few no's, but the majority of it was yes. So, yeah, I mean, good questions. Now, the next one I'm doing is by, nope, it's not that one, but that does have the link to it. Sorry, I have to do all this on my phone because my laptop blew up. So everything's recorded and uploaded via my phone, hence the fact nothing's edited, which is why if it's shit, it's shit. Now, the next one is Pop It In. Some sexy questions for sexy Redditors. I may not fit that category, but fuck the lot of yous. Right. Question one. Oh god, these are deep. These are deep ones, these aren't yes or no. What made you want to post on GWA? Now, I have touched upon this before. Takes me far too long to get off. Yeah, but yeah. Wanted to give something back. That's in one of the previous audios. What are people's most common misconceptions about you in real life? Well, I don't know. People think I'm stupid, and that's done on purpose. People think that I'm a pushover, also done on purpose. There's not really many common misconceptions that I haven't implemented in some way. If you're stupid or useless, people don't ask much of you. And then, yeah, if people think that you're quiet, It saves you having to get into conversations you really don't want to be a part of. So yeah,
I don't really think there are any common misconceptions that I haven't implemented. What are your three favourite body parts, both on yourself and the ones to look for in your partner? Now, on myself, this is very easy. My three favourite body parts are my liver, because it processes the copious amounts of alcohol. My lungs, because it helps me get the copious amounts of nicotine I use to get through the day. And my mouth, technically, because that is what my voice comes out of. And I do love listening to the sound of my own voice. Now, in a partner, it's difficult. I'm an ass man, above and beyond. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of these guys that it has to be ass, nothing but an ass ring. No, ass, tits, and eyes will always be my top three. If you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Fuck. It would probably be... This is a tough one. This is a tough one. No, it wouldn't be someone from Final Fantasy. I'm just saying. Probably gonna have to go with... Wow. I didn't actually think this would be that tough. I mean, it's a fictional character. Oh, this is doing my nothing. Come on. And right now I'm just struggling to think of anyone I can just say. Fuck's sake. Fictional character would probably be banging my head off a cupboard. Why the fuck can I not think of anyone whatsoever? I mean, surely someone by now would have popped into my head. I cannot believe that I can't get this. I'm genuinely stumped. I don't like that. Quiet from Metal Gear Solid, because you, I don't know, yeah, whatever. What immediately turns you off on a date? When she's a complete and utter cow. When you're sitting there going, lass, will you shut the fuck up? Nobody gives a flying fuck about the Kardashians. That, yeah, no. That's, I'm done. Are you more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? I'm a sub. I'm not. I'm a sadistic. I'm a dom. It's who I am. It was long before I found out what any of this stuff was. So yeah, that's a fairly easy one to answer. What are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert, edible or otherwise? Now, otherwise, what the hell do you mean otherwise? This I would like to know the before I can elaborate on my answer. Otherwise, it's a banoffee pie. Fucking love banoffee pie. What do you most appreciate about your favourite GWA poster? Double pop it in points, if you brave enough to name them. Now, no idea why, but Bad Girl UK, I don't think that's her username anymore, was the first one I helped, so it would have to be her, because it was the first one I helped, and it introduced me to the whole wide world of GWA, GWA Backstage, Audio Cafe, the full lot. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. Did I get double pop at in points now? Yay. And let's end on a positive note. What's something to be excited about in your life right now? Five Finger Death Punch in December. Fuck yeah! Now, that was me doing two questionnaires. I will, as always, put the links to the originals and whatnot on the post. So hopefully you'll fill it in. And if there is any questions anyone has that I haven't answered, please just ask me them. So I don't have to keep doing the Q&As and end up with like 50,000 million more questions that I haven't answered. And yeah. Well, have a good one.